Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Go out to the hotline, joined from PNC Park by Trevor Williams, Pirates starter right now. Trevor, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, Colin, good morning. All is good. It's a beautiful morning so far in Pittsburgh.
It is. It'll get hot. It'll be about 94 degrees with 88% humidity. That's how it's been. So it'll get that way in short order. But nonetheless, it's camp, it's baseball, and we get moving on July 24th at St. Louis, at home on the 27th. Against Milwaukee. I wanted to ask a real baseball, not technical, but a baseball preparedness question to get moving this morning. When you had the downtime after you left Bradenton and then you went home, how long did it take for you to build back up, and where are you? Like, could you throw X amount of pitches right now, or kind of where is your game in terms of being a pitcher right now?
So for myself, personally, I was able to pitch and throw with our new pitching coach, Oscar Marine. He lives in the Phoenix area, so we were able to not miss a beat. And you know, I was playing catch with him, and Nick Turley also lives in the Phoenix area. So we were all working together, playing catch every day. And we had three dates that we had kind of earmarked where we thought we were going to start on Memorial Day, and then we thought we were going to start on 4th of July, and then July 24th. So we had checkpoints that we were hitting, and we were preparing for that. I threw five innings the other day. I'm throwing six innings on Wednesday, so I'll be good to go for six plus as soon as the season starts. So Oscar was really good at preparing us and myself personally and everybody else with a plan of attack.
Did you notice that different people came in at different rates of preparedness, or everybody pretty much came in at the same rate and were ready to go?
From what I've seen, the guys on the Pirates have come out like they didn't miss a beat. A lot of guys took the time at home to prepare on certain things that they wouldn't have the opportunity to during the season, and we just used it as an extended spring training. So guys came in looking really sharp, and I think it's a long time off that guys are both eagerly as hungry to show off their new weapons that they've been using.
Trevor Williams joining me here, Fan Morning Show. You know, I've been reading a lot, and especially on social media, from different guys from different camps. What do you do when you're not at the field? They said that's kind of been the challenge. The field's the field. You go through your drills, you do PFP, you do your stuff every fifth day. But what do you guys do now when you're not at the field? Has that been a challenge in Pittsburgh?
Right now, it's just like a spring training day. So your time at the field really is limited, especially with the health protocols. You can only be at the field for so long. So I bought a bike, and I've been riding around the strip. I've been riding to the point. So I've been riding a bike and staying busy at home. But once the season starts, you're going to fall into a rhythm of, you know, game, showing up at the field, go do your game, do your post work, and then just go back to the hotel and relax. And most guys are hypersensitive to the fact that we're not going to be going out this year, guys. We're going to avoid public places as much as possible. And we're just going to, you're just going to, for 3 months, for 3 to 4 months, you're just going to really adhere to the health protocol. So we can have a shot at staying the most healthy this year.
Have you been able to do that though? And how tough is that to not be, just from a human standpoint, to not be social?
I'm doing a great job on my porch at my apartment complex, looking at the pool and waving to everybody from afar. But there's so many, I can get my groceries delivered to me. I can have food delivered to me. And it's not like we're just sitting in a hole all day. You know, at the field, we're socializing, and those are the guys that you can connect with. I don't need to go out to a bar here and connect with a random person. That's not my personality, and that's just not what we need to do this season. So, from a player standpoint, we're not having troubles being we're not as social as we can be, because we're still hanging out with each other and being smart about who we're seeing.
A couple more minutes with Trevor Williams, Pirates pitcher. You know, I talked to Donnie Kelly about this, and it was right when sort of the edict came down about coming back to home ballparks for the training. He said, I'll be honest with you, the one tough part is just going to be room and space. And I guess it's good that it's cut into groups, but has it been tough that there's no backfield or there's no bunch of side mounds or there's no different other places? It's kind of what you see is what you get with PNC Park. And how resourceful have you guys had to be in camp?
We have the toughest part, I thought, would be the no backfields and no side mounds. But because we're broken up into groups, it really hasn't been that difficult. Throwing bullpens and throwing lives on a game mound at PNC Park is actually – it's better than throwing on field four at Lecom Park. So it's been fine. It's just a little bit of getting used to the pitchers are in the visiting bullpen or the visiting clubhouse. So we're split up like that. We have to eat in a common area now instead of in our normal cafeteria, so it's all more spread out. But the first couple of days, it's just getting used to it. And we knew coming in that the health protocol was going to be really stringent, but we also knew that if we trust in that system, we're going to be the most healthy. And the name of the game this season is going to be who can stay the healthy the longest.
Yeah, and it's 60 games. And so I was looking at this, and I was watching something on the internet yesterday, I think it was, Trevor, and I think it was Milwaukee's camp, and they had the catcher, and it was like a live camera. They were showing that on the broadcast. The Dodgers were putting their games on, and they had like a clubby in left field, which was hilarious. But
yeah.
Back to the Brewers, they had a camera on the catcher and in the catcher's mask. Are there things that you could maybe do from a players association standpoint or from a game standpoint to really hook people into these 60 games? Are there some inventive things that baseball needs to do to get people to watch?
Well, we extended the olive branch and we said, look, mic us up. We're more than happy to do that because now's the time to connect with fans. I believe that we're going to have some, like what we were doing in spring training. Before the shutdown happened, we had maybe two or three guys on both sides be mic'd up for the entire game. Since there's going to be no fans, I say let's put just field mics everywhere and just have a commentator every once in a while, but kind of just listen to what the guys on the field have to say. It's a part of the game that the fans don't get to see or hear very often unless you're sitting up close. But if you have hot mics and field mics, you're really going to see how and understand how certain guys' brains work during the game. So now's the time to connect with fans. Now's the time to promote the game of baseball. And I hope we do it. I really do. I hope that we continue to do that and grow the game.
What's the apprehension? Guys don't want to hear swear words. Guys don't want to have to tamper it down a little bit. Or what would be the apprehension from some other players who don't think like you?
I think for the most part, it's overwhelmingly we want that to happen. You know, I'm not going to wear a mic while I pitch, but if you want to put a microphone next to the mound, by all means. I'm just not going to wear a microphone while I pitch because it's just uncomfortable. I'm not going to have a 2-pound thing in my pocket while I'm pitching. But as far as that goes, I think it's an overwhelmingly guys want to promote the game that way. And I think that's the best way to do it. Just the guys that don't want to do it, it's not within their personality and that's fine. You know, not every person, wants everybody to hear their thoughts during the game.
What about the DH? I'm sure you've been asked about that a bunch on the Zoom calls, on different media availabilities that you have. Is it something you look at and you go, well, this is good, I don't have to spend time doing this? Or is it something that you are going to miss in the National League game?
I think it's something that we knew was coming. I think, you know, I hated having long innings and then coming right into the dugout and throwing a helmet on and batting gloves on and just to go and, you know, try and defend for five pitches and try and get the pitcher to work. It's one of those things where I loved bunting, and I love the thought process of bunting guys over, sack bunts, hit and runs, and I love that. But I think now it is what it is. It's meant to happen. It was supposed to happen, and I love going deeper into games now and trying to get that seventh inning, trying to get that eighth inning instead of, you know, my spot's coming up in the lineup. It's time to hit in a 3-0 ball game where I could have gone out and thrown 30, 40 more pitches.
Trevor Williams, couple more minutes with him, Pirates right-hander. Love talking to you, Trevor, about everything. And that's why I ask you this question. You know, all the way through from when he started in Little League to, I don't know, area codes ball, college ball, everything that you've played. And it really came to the surface this offseason with Ian Desmond. Is baseball inclusive enough to get started? Is it the road that everybody feels comfortable walking down? And if not, why do you think that is? And what can you do or anybody do to make it more inclusive?
I think just how the MLB has responded since the George Floyd killing. I think how the players have responded. And I think now, even within sports in general, I think now is the time to use our platform to speak out against social injustices. And I think we're starting on the right foot. I think we're making strides forward. There's a saying that I love to say, and it sounds a little kooky, but it's, you know, how do you eat an elephant? And, you know, it's such a daunting task, and it's something that doesn't seem like you can do it, but you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So if everybody does their part and takes one small bite at a time, you know, we can conquer this elephant in a timely manner. So I think guys are taking the right steps forward. I'm proud of the guys on our team that are taking steps forward. I'm proud of Josh for JB for using his voice, and especially as a guy who isn't very outspoken, you know, he keeps his head down and then works his ass off playing baseball. I'm proud of him for using his voice to stick up, and especially for the words that Ian Desmond said and his post that he made is beautiful. And at the end of the day, we are athletes, but we're much more than athletes, and we have a family at home, and we all come from different backgrounds. And I think now's the time where we're taking steps forward.
Was it tough to read that Desmond stuff, or did you have to kind of find it within yourself and say, am I doing the right things, or what was the reaction?
Well, I think the first time you read anything, you know, you're reading it from a subjective lens, right? How was I brought up? What was my baseball experience like? What was my circle of friends like? And then now, after everything that's happened, you kind of have to sit back and then look at it with an objective lens. And what he was saying spoke a lot of truths. I grew up in a very inclusive setting, a very inclusive home, a very inclusive little league. Southern California is a big melting pot, and it was full of love. But I know that other people grew up in different parts of the country where it wasn't as inclusive as Southern California. So from my subjective lens, you know, it's something that I read and my heart broke for Ian. And then from an objective lens, reading that, it's like, you know what, I want to be there with Ian and be with him every step of the way and do my part as a baseball player to make the game as inclusive as possible.
Last thing before I let you go, I know I talked to a couple people about this, and anybody that knows the anatomy of a baseball road trip understands it's hotel, it's FBO to the flight, it's the flight, it's right to the hotel. If there's one sport that can pull off a non-bubble, are you guys pretty confident you can do it because you really don't interact with the public when it's going regular, let alone this when you travel?
I think we're going to be fine. You know, we put these health protocols in place where we have a 60-player pool for a reason. You know, even if we have one outbreak, you know, we might lose 5 to 6 guys. And then we'll just go pull up some guys from Altoona. And I think every team has this under control. And I think guys, for the most part, are going to do their part, and they're going to respect their teammates and respect their teammates' families. That look, if if I come in contact with anyone, everyone's getting nasal swabbed, and even your, you know, your 18-month-old little girl's going to get nasal swabbed. So we're doing the best we can to be great teammates, to control that environment, control that setting. And like I said from the very beginning, it's whoever stays the healthiest this year is going to win it. You know, the Yankees just lost their closer, and they have a lot of great bullpen arms, but there's some teams that can't afford to lose a starter, a closer, a leadoff hitter, a three-hole hitter, where if you lose them for 2 weeks, it's two-plus weeks, and you can't really pick up off where you left off. So I'm looking forward to the season. I'm looking forward to staying as healthy as possible. I'm looking forward to proving that we don't need a bubble to make this work, and I'm looking forward to the 60-game sprint.
Trevor, always great someone to talk to, not just in Pittsburgh, but in this game in totality. I thank you for your time this morning. Go get them, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Colin.
All righty. Great, great stuff. Trevor Williams, again, I mean that, one of the best guys in baseball to talk to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.